What's up, you guys? Welcome back to the Salt Shack Podcast. My name is Bryce, aka Brewster Jablanca, and I'm here with
Caleb or War Monkey 75.
this is episode 5 of season 2. We look a little different today. You can't tell, but we have upgraded our tripods. We are no longer using a chair to prop up our cameras. We have two really nice tripods now. It's only really the start of our upgrading process. So it'll be interesting to see how we look by the end of the year. Whether that be new mics, new cameras. We had a failed camera
Shaving our
attempt.
heads.
No. We had a failed camera attempt.
Yeah, we got what we thought was gonna be a nice camera, and then it just wasn't. It's like, oh, all
Too good
right.
to be true.
Yep.
But today, we got like all new stuff. Well, we got trivia. Trivia is always in there. We got a new segment, story time. We'll figure out a name for that eventually. And then we have a mystery segment that I've prepared for Caleb to do at the
Not only do I not know what
end.
trivia is, but I have no clue what the other segment is.
Yeah.
So I had to do almost zero prep
Yeah,
today.
well, he had to come up with the story, and I'm just gonna chime in on it, but yes, sir. You ready for trivia?
Sure.
So, our trivia today is another list.
Okay.
Is by CBR.com, and it is the top 30. I'm not having you guess 30, but
I was gonna say,
the
oh boy.
article is top 30 strongest MCU characters,
All right.
including villains and heroes.
I could probably get top
But
30.
I believe this is only Infinity Saga characters. So you have to guess the top 20, because
All
I think you
right.
can.
I think
And
I
I'm
can.
only going to give you, I'll give you like 25 guesses, because
25 guesses.
20, I'll give you like 25, 26 guesses, because I feel like if you just guess all day, you'll just eventually get all
I
of
mean,
them.
yeah.
So, top 20 strongest characters from the Infinity Saga. And I'm not going to say who, but I think there's two big snubs on this list. So.
Okay. Well, obviously, Thor has to be up there.
Thor is number 5.
Okay. That was probably one of my guesses. And Hela is up there.
She's number 4.
So I mean, probably Odin's up there.
No Odin.
No Odin.
But we didn't really see Odin
Yeah.
at his peak in the MCU, so.
So I mean, Surtur's up there.
No, Surtur.
That's goofy. Captain Marvel.
No, Captain Marvel.
What?
Yeah. That was one of the big snubs.
We'll put Wanda up there. Scarlet
Yeah,
Witch.
she's number 8.
Okay. Wow, no Captain Marvel really like
Yeah, that.
baffles me.
I didn't look at the 30 through 29 or 21. Yeah.
Loki's probably up there.
He's 21st. He just barely
Oh
missed
my
the list.
God. Hulk.
Hulk is 6.
Yeah, makes sense. Iron Man.
Nope.
Oh no, Ultron.
Ultron is 11.
Okay. Yondu. Dude, I think Yondu's goated.
Yeah, I mean, no weapon, kind of tough though.
Yeah. This is not a guess, but I think it'd be funny if Cosmo was up there.
Not an Infinity Saga character, really.
Yeah.
You're missing one big boy. Two. Three.
Yeah,
Four.
all the top ones. Spider-Man.
13.
13. Ned, no. Don't think Cap would be up there then, just 'cause. Is Cap up there?
Number 12.
Okay.
He's got the super serum, man.
He does. Like strongest in like physical strength.
I don't know.
Okay.
Just how the list is.
Vision.
Number 10.
Let's see.
Heroes and villains. That's
Thanos.
number one.
Okay.
There you go. You were like, I think you're three, no, four out of the top 10. And then 14 through 20.
So yeah, this is pre like Kang.
Yeah.
Okay. Guess Ant-Man should be up there.
You just barely missed the list, too. What did we watch last night?
Black Panther.
There you go. Number 15. There's one really big one you're missing in the top 10.
It's either gonna be like Black Widow or Hawkeye, Star Lord, Gamora.
Gamora's 18th.
Okay. Groot.
17th.
Man, I don't know if Drax is up there or not.
20th.
Nice. Well,
I know there's like, let me see. There's like two on here I don't think you're gonna
okay.
get.
Villains 2. Is Ronan up there?
He just barely missed the list, I'm pretty
Okay.
sure.
Oh man. We watched it like 2 weeks ago. The villain from Captain Marvel. It's probably not up there. I feel like that would be one of the ones I wouldn't get if
No.
he was up there.
Yon-Rogg fucking blows.
Yeah. Like, okay. Red Skull's probably not up there. Was that face for? Is Red Skull up there?
He's 16th
Oh,
on the
okay.
list.
Whiplash probably isn't up there.
We got one, two, three, four, five, six left. I'll give you three more guesses. I think we're getting pretty close to that 26 mark. Yeah, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven,
There's probably some just
You're
really.
missing a really.
Is Doctor Strange up
There
there?
you go. Seventh.
Okay. Is the Ancient One up there?
That is number nine. I didn't think you'd get the ancient
Okay.
one.
Means Wong is probably up there. He's pretty goated.
Did I guess?
Yeah.
Not long.
Okay. Is Dormammu up there?
Number two.
Let's go.
That was one of the ones I didn't think you'd get. I'm just gonna let you keep going until you get one wrong.
Okay. What am I missing?
3, 14, and 19.
3, 14, and 19. Who could be 3? Oh no. After like, is America Chavez up there?
She's not an Infinity Saga character.
Oh yeah, you're right, because Multiverse of Madness is after. Yeah, that means Evil Strange isn't up there either. Or Infinity Ultron isn't up there. My guess is it's a villain.
You would be correct.
I don't want to be wrong, so it's not a guess. It's just I think Killmonger would be 19 then, because like he went toe to toe with Black Panther, but I want to keep guessing. So, screw it. Is Bucky 19?
He's 14.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you that. That was your last guess, though.
Okay.
So
Give me. Oh, well, I guess.
you can guess. One more guess.
I was gonna say, give me the movie. Just name the villain.
I'll give you that both of them are Guardians characters.
Both of them are Guardian. Oh, Ego.
Ego's three.
That makes sense.
You be making worlds and shit.
Yeah. And is High Evolutionary 19 then?
Not Infinity Saga
Oh,
character.
yeah. God.
Getting smoked on by that.
Yeah. I go, oh, no Kang. Okay. What about the rest?
Yeah, one of them's got to be on here at some point.
Yeah, I swear. Hank Pym. It's gotta be, no. What?
Guardian.
It is a guardian?
Yes,
So it's
both
what?
of them were.
Oh, it's Rocket?
No.
Mantis?
No. It's the one you haven't named yet.
I haven't. It's not Star Lord. It's not Gamora. Is it Nebula?
Yes, it's
Oh, okay.
Nebula at 19. There you go. Hooray. We
Yay!
got there eventually. I mean, yeah, you got this is my big snub. Captain Marvel probably should be my biggest snub, but your award is the biggest snub in my opinion. Surtur.
Yeah, dude. Dude is awesome. Gee, oh my God.
He's just so big.
He is gonna take down the shelf. So I will put him here for now. Maybe at the end of the.
The end of the video, you put him on there. And then if it all falls, it all falls.
Yeah, and then we figure something out.
All right. Well, that's trivia. You got a story to tell? All
I do have a story to tell.
right, let's hear about it.
And hopefully I will send you the pictures and you can just flash them up for a couple seconds.
I'm not putting your nudes on the internet.
No. I have no story to tell. Yeah. And that
Never
was
mind.
the end of this new segment. Looks like we're never doing it again. So in the October months, in the Halloween time, there are stores that come around and being like Spirit Halloween and Halloween Express. And I remember like Spirit's always like the more commercial version of Halloween Express. I feel like Halloween Express has all these like just goofier things about it. It's like it's like less like quality things there, but more unique things there. And my parents have always been like huge into horror and scary things and the like. And I mean, I wasn't always just a fearless guy like I am now, but so when I was
I'm
younger,
cutting this clip.
this
This is
segment is
awful.
awful. You're done. Man, it was probably around like 2014, 2013, maybe a little bit earlier than that. And so that means we would have been 10, 11-ish, whatever. And we were going to all the Halloween stores. Just me and my parents just shopping around, doing our own thing. And we're going into like Halloween Express, and I was like, oh my God. Because they have like all the animatronics at the front, and you get to go like stomp on them, and they'll move. And sometimes they'll just move on their own because they've got sensors. And I'm just like, I am sitting there shaking in my boots. Like, this is, I am so scared right now. They're just like these awful masks and gore and everything, and all these like limbs in a bucket, and I'm like, oh my God, like, help. And then I remember, like, 2 minutes later, someone else walks in the store.
No.
This guy and his dad walk in, and I'm like, oh my God. And we had been like fairly good friends at this point. We went to the same karate school. That's how we met. And then all of a sudden things became not scary anymore. And then we just ran around for like felt like an hour and just put a bunch of masks and stuff on. And then we got pictures from it. So there's one where like, we're in like Mario hats, and then there's one, and my favorite one is the one where you've got like the Homer Simpson head on, because it just looks so goofy. It's
God.
just so I'll send you those pictures, and hopefully you can put them
Yeah.
up. So enjoy these pictures of young us back from almost 10 years ago. And
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it's over pretty close to 10 years.
yeah, but no, it's like something that I'm gonna remember forever, because I was like, what are you doing in the
Yeah.
Halloween store?
It would be like the biggest travesty if our parents pre-planned it and we just never knew about
Yeah,
it, because it
yeah.
just was so like, what?
Yeah.
Walked in, saw you, and then we what felt like was in there for like 3 hours just trying on every single mask in
Yeah.
there.
Yeah. And they're all like adult size masks on these tiny little like 4 foot dudes.
The mystery segment is something I wanted to bring back from a previous podcast we did that we haven't done since. It was a podcast with Paulie, and it's blind ranking.
Ooh,
I
okay.
did two blind rankings for you to do. They're not they're your normal like blind rank superheroes, blind rank Pokemon. So, which one do you want first? One or two?
Two.
NFL players you'd want to go to lunch with.
Ooh, okay.
This one was just off the dome. Russell Wilson.
He did like pretty much lead my team the entire season.
Lead him to where? We don't know.
Lead him to missing the playoffs.
Yeah.
But you know, he's kind of a Wisconsin goat, which is cool. We'll put Russell Wilson at five.
Jordan Love.
Ooh. Young guy. Maybe have a lot in common. He likes football. I like football.
We're both quarterbacks.
Yeah, I'll put him at three. I know someone's gonna be on here, and I'm gonna save him for one. I think I know who's gonna be on here.
Justin Tucker.
I knew he'd be on here. That was not gonna be my guess, but I kind of predicted he would be on here. I'd probably have to put him at like eight. Only because I'm a Ravens appreciator. I root for them. I like don't know many players on their team, but he is my kicker staple, because I've snagged him a couple years.
Davante Adams.
There he is. Man, he's my wide receiver staple for like 2 years.
Yeah.
I'll put him at two.
Kirk Cousins.
Kirk. I did have him as like my secondary quarterback, and I think yeah, I did. In like the first Bruce to invite, unless it was you. I don't know. I know I had him once, and I don't remember if he was on my bench
I
or
don't
my
remember.
secondary. But seeing as he's like a, oh, he's such a nice guy though. Like, man, we'll put him at 7.
Debo Samuel.
I knew Debo would be up there. Yeah, he was he's the first jersey shirt I ever owned,
Yep.
and it's, I mean, totally my fault. he's a goat when he's on my team in fantasy. It's kind of weird, kind of
Yeah.
awesome. I wouldn't say I'm like a Niners fan. I like the players on the Niners.
I really love the team too, so it'd be weird if I didn't like the 49ers.
Yeah, I'll put him at 9.
Nick Chubb.
Disappointment. He's got crazy highlight reels that I've
Yeah.
watched and weeped too.
His first round pick.
Yeah.
Gone to shit. Week two.
Just for the disappointment, I'll put him at 10. I know nothing about him as a person, but he just, it was so disappointing. So I should have 1, 5, and 6.
Have 1, 4, and 6.
One point. Oh, because I put rest in the wrong spot. Okay.
Jalen Ramsey.
Eleven. No, I'll put him at 6, I guess. I hate Jalen Ramsey. I hate
He does hate Jalen
him so much. Put a sad face next to his name.
Lamar Jackson.
Oh man, Lamar's pretty sick. I'll put him at 4. I'm hoping you put a Kelce on here.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you're gonna like your number one. It's Jason Kelce.
Yes! That's who I was kind of holding out for.
All right, what is your list of top 10 NFL players you want to go to lunch
Oh,
with?
man. All right. At 1, I've got Jason Kelce. Yeah. I think he, like, that's perfect. I would go to lunch with Jason Kelce. Number 2, we've got Davante Adams, fantasy goat. And number 3, we've got Jordan Love, our next Hall of Famer quarterback. Let's go. Number 4, we've got Lamar Jackson, just also a goated running guy. He just goes. We've got number 5, Russell Wilson, Wisconsin legend. Number 6, we got Jalen Ramsey. Number 7, we've got Kirk Cousins.
Can't believe you want to go to lunch with Jalen Ramsey so bad at 6.
Yeah. That's nasty. Yeah, number 7, we've got Kirk Cousins. Great guy. Unfortunately, like, he got injured and stuff, and then the Vikings tanked. Number 8, we've got Justin Tucker, like, easily the best kicker probably of all time, like, ever. I don't see anyone really passing him unless Younghoe Koo, like, stays as accurate as he is for the rest of his life.
Can't
But
believe you want to go to lunch with Jalen Ramsey over Justin Tucker.
I can't believe it either. Number 9, we've got Debo Samuel.
Debo too, that's crazy. I don't know why you put him at 9. Why did you put him at 9? He had so many spots open. Could have put him at 6.
Could have. I just we don't have yeah, number 9 we got Debo. And number 10 we got Nick Chubb. It's cause he let me down so bad. If I could change it,
You can't change this one.
I'd put Jalen Ramsey at 10 and bump everyone else up one. That would be my perfect list. Yeah, I think that works. I'm just so mad right now.
Your next blind ranking and final of today's episode.
Yeah.
Horror movie icons. And I picked them out myself. You
All right.
ready?
Yes.
Number one, Carrie.
Carrie is a very, like, sad character. She basically just gets bullied at school and bullied by her mom the entire time. She has cool powers, so I'm gonna put her at 8.
For that reason, she's number 10.
Yeah, like, very unfortunate for Carrie.
Next, we have Jigsaw.
Ooh, we talking about like the guy or like the puppet?
It's the same, pretty much.
Yeah. The definition of like huge brain, like he is so smart. I'll put him at 6. Only because I've watched the first three, but not recently, and I only really remember the first one, but that twist is crazy. But
The Babadook.
we're gonna put Babadook at 10. Just because the ending is like my big gripe, because he just kind of submits to the family and stays in the basement, and then he's a sassy weenie about his food. Just eat it. And like, you only actually
You're
like.
just like the Babadook, the more I think about it. You live in the
Okay, I
basement, you're
do.
sassy as fuck.
No, I'm not. Yeah, you only like really see the Babadook's true form once. It's like, why are you haunting this family? Like why? They're miserable at it as it is. So.
Chucky.
Chucky's kind of goofy, very iconic. He's probably the most famous horror doll. Probably up there with Annabelle. We'll put him at 5.
Annabelle.
Hey, look at that. We'll put Annabelle at 7. Annabelle's cool because of her like impact. She doesn't really do any. She doesn't talk.
Patrick Bateman.
Ooh. Also big brain. We'll put Patrick Bateman at 3.
Big orgy, big
Yeah. Like actually just a bad person. And the like what he has to go through is like not being heard by like all the rich people. And then at the point he like pretty much turns himself in and then they're like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, whatever you say, dude.
So like that's awful. But yeah.
Norman Bates.
Dude, Norman Bates is awesome. I'm such a sucker for Norman Bates. We'll put him at 2. Just like mostly like the actor's like way of portraying Norman of being so awkward. All right.
The grabber from the black phone.
Ooh. Grabber was actually like really good. Oh no. I'm heavily debating between like 4 and 9.
Is he better than Chucky and Jigsaw?
I don't think he's worse than Carrie, though. I'll put him at 4.
Jack Torrance.
Man. I'm like, I have no clue who. I guess I'll have to put him at 9.
Putting Jack Torrance at 9 from The Shining?
I know who it is. I just don't know who's next.
At 9? Okay. Winnie the Pooh.
Oof. Oh no. Oh no.
You want to read off your top 10 horror villains
No.
list?
No.
Top 10 horror villains by Caleb Hafner.
Ouch.
Go from 10 up, of course.
At 10 we've got Babadook. At 9 we've got Jack Torrance. At 8 we've got Carrie. At 7 we've got Annabelle. At 6 we've got Jigsaw. At 5 we've got Chucky. At 4 we've got the Grabber. At 3 we've got Patrick Bateman. At 2 we've got Norman Bates. And at 1, I don't know what I wrote.
Yes, I
Winnie
do.
Pooh. Ah, man, I said it. Wow.
No, you gotta say it again. You gotta say it with
Winnie
confidence.
the Pooh.
Say it again.
No.
Who's your number one?
Winnie
Winnie the Pooh?
the Pooh.
Tell me why Winnie the Pooh is the best horror villain in your opinion.
I was hoping it was gonna be like Michael, Jason, or Freddy. Like, I would have been fine with any of those at number one. Well, maybe not Jason. He's kind of. He just doesn't really. But. I'm gonna go cry now.
I was really trying to like help you.
I know, but I made up my mind.
Rank Caleb's top 10 horror villains in the comments below. I don't know if I want to do the horror marathon with him next year if this is how he thinks.
I died a little bit inside. We just have a moment of silence.
Put Surtur on your wall.
Might as well. Change everything about that list. Almost everything.
Gonna bleep out what he just said.
Why? I'm just gonna say it while I'm putting Surtur up, so you can't cut it.
Never did say how you'd change it.
No, I didn't. Well, I might as well do that.
And then you'll put Surtur.
Yeah, obviously I'd put Winnie the Pooh at 10 'cause he sucks. He ate Eeyore. I love Eeyore.
Surtur on the wall. I don't
Okay.
want to hear you change your list anymore.
Yeah. And I don't know, I'd probably put Jack top 3 up there with Norman and Patrick. Oh. It's gotta get in proper figure standing. Make sure he stands. Yikes. Okay. Slide Michael over there. Hide Violet behind Vader. Oh no. See if I can. Oh no.
Thanks for watching the Salt Shack podcast. Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Follow our Letterboxd.
We have separate letterbox. We don't have a conjoined
Yeah, I
Salt Shack
made Kale do a
letterbox.
Letterboxd. I don't know if you'd want to follow him after that list.
My completely accurate, not blind takes on horror villains.
Yeah. See you guys later.
Goodbye.